Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Big issues, big guests. The big news event in town today, not just here, but rallies, May Day, and then across Pennsylvania after today with Bernie Sanders. Senator Sanders speaking, as I understand it, and there'll be a march around 4 o'clock over at City Hall. A lot of closures in downtown Philadelphia. And we have the guy who either will introduce or is the inviter of one of the biggest unions in the area. Danny Bowder is with us on the Dom Show, president of the Philadelphia Council AFL-CIO. President, welcome on a big day, and thanks for joining us.
Dom, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to join your show today.
Well, thank you. We're very glad, particularly 2 hours to kick off here. So, Danny, President, why Bernie Sanders, though, is reflecting your union when you make this type of choice? I was kind of surprised at that.
Well, it's a great question. We've been planning on having a rally on May Day for a few months now. May Day, as you may know, prior to McCarthyism was Labor Day around. It still is, in the rest of the world is Labor Day. We have a different Labor Day holiday now in the United States, which is great. I love Labor Day. I love our parade and I love our tradition. But the labor movement is in a lot of ways getting back to its roots. And so it's an opportunity for us to join the global labor movement and celebrate our unions and worker movements across the country and across the world on one day on May 1st. We've been planning on doing this rally for a while, and about a week and a half ago, our staff here got a phone call from Senator Sanders' staff asking if Bernie would be able to come to our rally and speak. And so we talked it over, internally and had some questions for them because we still wanted to have our identity. We know Sanders has his tour that he's been on, and he's going to be, doing some stuff in Harrisburg and I believe in the Lehigh Valley as well over the next few days. And that's his thing, and that's great. But, we wanted to have our thing. But if he wants to come and speak to workers in Philadelphia at our rally, we're welcoming him.
Well, my question was, and I hear what you're saying internally, that he's how is he appropriate, though? To me, he is a Marxist. And yet he has three homes valued at like $2.5 billion. He's made over $1 million a year, Danny, for several years. And yet this is billed today going after the rich and greed.
Well, we're going after billionaires. To be really clear, the way that wealth is distributed in the United States has tilted heavier and heavier and heavier towards towards the wealthy. And we've got, you know, more billionaires now than ever before. You know, this is a number that, at least when I was growing up, was kind of an abstract. You know, you're joking about numbers and learning how to count to 100, you know, counting to a million or knowing the number a million was kind of the highest number that you could know of. And now we've got, you know, thousands of billionaires in the United States alone. And so we see that wealth is moving, shifting heavily over into a single direction. But at the same time, wages are stagnant. The minimum wage, at least in Pennsylvania, hasn't changed in 15 years. Costs are increasing. You know, we're still dealing with inflation that's kind of the fallout from the pandemic. You know, people are talking about still the price of eggs and things like that, household staples. You know, and so average people, workers, are looking at the way that the world works and the way that things are done here in our country and seeing that these incredibly, fantastically wealthy people, these billionaires, are able to do and say things with impunity that none of us can say or do, and are able to accomplish things for themselves, continuing to amass more and more wealth. And that's just an unequal system.
Well, let's talk about
that. That's the through line.
Consistently, then, I would say Governor Pritzker then is out, the governor of Illinois, as a Democrat leader.
For what?
He's a billionaire.
So what? But I mean, I'm not sure what your point.
Well, I'm saying, would he be able to speak to your group? Is that someone you could see your group voting for or endorsing? He's a billionaire.
Oh, sure. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, like Governor Pritzker, Governor Murphy, in you know, next door in New Jersey, also I believe a billionaire. I don't know. I'm not really concerned about who's running for president in four years right now.
Danny, you just called out. You set the metric here at billionaires, and I've given you some. Would they not, by extension of what your policy is, you're saying not millionaires now, but these billionaires, they're out?
I'm sorry, Don, but would I extend it if they asked that they could come and speak?
Yes.
Yeah. No. I'd certainly have issues with that.
Oh, okay.
I think, I mean, I can say, I mean, from a policy standpoint, I can say that, you know, I obviously am more familiar with Governor Murphy because he's the governor of our next door state. And, you know, my colleagues in New Jersey, in the labor movement in New Jersey, have had some good interactions with him, have got some good legislation done. You know, from folks that I know in New Jersey, they seem to think that he's been a good governor. Same thing for folks that I know in Illinois. But yeah, no, I am not comfortable with people who are that wealthy having major positions of power. That said, I don't live in Illinois. I don't live in New Jersey. And any sort of presidential election is many years away.
Let's talk about another group. When I read the invitation, and I think it was from your group or, you know, your spokesperson, Danny, talking about immigrants. Mm-hmm. What do we mean by immigrants? Do we mean legal immigrants, or do we mean anybody that's here is an immigrant?
Well, I mean immigrants. Anyone who's here is an immigrant. You know, people who have, you know, status are just as vulnerable right now as people who may be undocumented. You know, we've got people who have status that have been whisked away to the El Salvador prison, you know, that's a real concern because we are a nation of laws with due process and you know, procedures and things like that. And it seems like this administration is trying to race to the end of those things as opposed to going through them that are time-tested and court upheld. And that's why
let me be clear.
So many
I'm sorry
challenges
to interrupt, but
in
Danny,
federal cases.
Are we talking about Garcia, the man from Maryland? What's the stance on that guy?
You mean my union brother, Kilmer Garcia? Yeah.
Your union brother. He's here illegally. His wife.
He's a union brother, and he has protected status.
Based on
that's,
what?
That's a real thing.
Based on the
judge that gave it to him, Dom. But
wait a minute. That's El Salvador.
But
I'm talking about staying in this country. Is this rally to support the idea of people being here illegally?
This rally is to promote the dignity of all workers, whether or not they were born in the United States or emigrated here from another country. It's to talk about the dignity and their humanity and the fact that this is an administration that does not respect workers, does not respect immigrants, and is you know, starting a policy and a program of you know, arresting and deporting people without having any sort of due process.
Well, Garcia, in my view, had due process with two courts. But Danny, you're talking about President Trump. How did President Trump get elected with astounding totals for a Republican, both union people, but also, I'll put in quotes, working class people, across a pretty diverse base?
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about President Trump not respecting that, these are people that support him more than any Republican that I can name and that you probably can name.
Yeah, no, I understand exactly what you're saying, Dom. I would say I'd say it's two things. Number one is the Democratic Party, really since the Reagan era has struggled with having any sort of tangible messaging for working people. I think that's the easiest way I can describe it. I think that's number one. I think number two is President Trump in his 2016 campaign found that he was able to reach people who had been disaffected by politics. Many of those are working class people in places like Pennsylvania and earn their vote. And he was able to do that. And so, I don't think that there's a as much of a secret sauce here as much as, that's sort of the state of play. Polling that I saw following the 2024 election,
right,
showed that union households, and again, this is polling. We don't know who people vote for because it's a secret ballot. But polling that I saw from the AFL-CIO showed that union households across the board voted for Harris in like a 10-point margin. That's not to say that all union members or all union households voted for Harris, but it was a 55-45, something like that, sort of a split. So Harris did win them on aggregate, but didn't have the spread that successful presidential candidates have had in the past. And so that's why the labor movement has the opportunity to do things like this, where we can have a rally and a mass action where we can talk about these, kitchen table issues that people really care about without having to do it in a way of trying to also sell a candidate or a party to people. And that's a challenge, for the labor movement writ large. It's one that we've been working very hard on here in Philadelphia by doing as much public education as we possibly can, both to our members and to the general public about their rights on the job, how to organize a union if they're interested, unions 101, things like that. We've got some really great educational programs that we're running to kind of demystify the union world, but also to let workers know, especially those who don't have a collective bargaining agreement or a union in their industry, you can organize one in your workplace and have that, democracy in the workplace that we have, and we want to help you get there.
Okay, Danny, but
that's a message that we can have. The Democrats can't have a message like that.
Okay,
they could have a really good economic message, and I'm hoping they do.
I see this with Sanders, the tour, as being anti-Trump, and I go back to again, are you saying Harris may be the polling, she might have won the aggregate, but for Democrat Party, that indicates a seismic shift, I would argue. And if you're attacking Trump and saying he's not producing, are you saying your people are not paying attention? Or could it be that things like illegal immigration, cultural issues or quality of life issues, Danny, you're on the wrong side of it. That's how it's perceived.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I think that's also part of the problem, Tom, is that the being on the wrong side of it isn't necessarily accurate because that can be areas where a political party can find themselves. But, the labor movement is made up of workers, and our priorities are the priorities of our members. We are small D Democratic organizations where the rank and file membership votes on what their leadership is at every level. We have a much better finger on the pulse, so to speak, than political parties do. But it's we get put in a tough position where we don't have the Hines and Spector and I'm blanking on
All right. Well, but let me ask you.
John Taylor and there's fewer and fewer of those really great. Not that they don't exist, but
Last Republican that you endorsed for president in your knowledge? Who was that?
Was it the AFL-CIO?
Yeah, your local.
Oh, my God. I honestly don't know because the AFL and the CIO merged in 1960.
Right.
So I know they didn't endorse Nixon.
Right.
I don't know that there's been a Republican endorsed by the AFL-CIO. Well,
what does that tell you? What does that tell you? You're an arm of the Democrat Party then.
I don't want to be. I'll say that.
Okay.
You know, that's not a point I'm not making any waves here. The Democratic Party does what they do. And, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, that's what they do. The Republican Party does what they do in the same way. You know, it's funny you say that. I'm looking at my desk, and I have here a ticket for Vince Fenerty's reception for the Philly GOP, and then next to that is the ticket for Bob Brady's reception for the Philly Democrats. And so we are a nonpartisan organization, and I will, you know, I think I'm out of town for that one. But I do attend both of those events.
You know what? Say hello to Vince Fenerty for me, because he's the guy keeping you and the Democrat Party in power, Danny, at least in Philadelphia. But aside,
I'm not a Democratic Party officer.
You made that point.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying, but like it's very true. We have members within the labor community that are politically very conservative. And they matter to me just as much as someone who is very liberal or progressive or a Marxist or whatever.
I wanted to get one more question, Dave, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Don.
Senator Slotkin from Michigan, the new senator, said this, not about you per se, the AFL-CIO, I don't know that, but about the Bernie Sanders when he's here. And I would say it appears he's hijacking this. He's the marquee. Will there be American flags there with the Bernie Sanders event? She says, and she's a progressive from Michigan, that's lacking at any Bernie Sanders event.
I don't know. I'm not planning Bernie Sanders events. I'm planning
a Bernie Sanders event?
No, this is our event. We've got speakers. I've got Jimmy Williams, a proud son of Philadelphia, the international president of the Painters and Allied Trades, who's our keynote speaker, who's been booked to be our keynote speaker for months. We've got rank and file union members who are going to be speaking at our rally today. Yes, Bernie Sanders is coming, and it is exciting because on economics and on workers' issues, Sanders has often been the closest to the labor movement's platform on those things, and he's someone with a great following and has been consistent on those issues. But people like Jimmy Williams, people like the rank and file members that we're going to have speaking today, those are the voices that we want to be elevating.
I wanted to go back. I hear what you're saying. Yeah. I'm glad you're saying on, Danny, but Bernie Sanders would seize private property. Bernie Sanders is a closet Marxist, a socialist. He's anti-capitalism. Surely you don't sound like you endorse that.
The reason that someone like Sanders is able to come and speak at something like this is because there's a lot of places that we agree. We don't agree on everything, and that's the same way that it is with any sort of elected official that we're going to interact with. You know, Dom, a couple of years ago, I think it was 2019, it had to have been in the fall, we were able to host a presidential forum at the convention center, I apologize to them. I'm not going to remember everybody who was running for president at the time, but we were very lucky that both Sanders and Biden came to our event, and they spoke at different times, you know, in the event. But both of them received standing ovations, more so than anyone else that was at the event. They were also probably the two most well known. But Biden in particular is the former vice president, but also is kind of like our third senator from Pennsylvania for many years. And Sanders because of his national following. And so the two of them ideologically or you know, politically pretty different, but in a lot of ways had overlap. And that overlap is where we are today. It's on workers' issues and on economic issues. That's where the overlap was for them. And that's where the overlap is with us.
All right. Well, Danny, thank you for coming on anytime. We'll be over and covering the event today in downtown Philadelphia. 4 o'clock, as we understand it, at City Hall, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, Danny, thank you. Thanks for coming on.
Bring your sunblock. It's going to be sunny.
All right. Thank you, Danny. I tan well. I don't need a lot of that. Can go out there right now. We'll always have that
color. Italian olive skin.
Exactly. All right.
Have you ever burnt?
Like your reaction to that. Dan, do you have an instant reaction? Then we'll take Henry with him.
It was a very impassioned discussion.
Yeah.
I listened to.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah. Just a few buzzwords there that he said. I'm like, oh, boy, here goes Dom on this one.
Well, no, I'm not going to. He's good. Look, he's good enough to come on, not threaten to leave like Jack Stolzheimer did that time. And we welcome that. I think Bernie's hijacking this event, though. That's what it's about.
I like the ask of, isn't this a Bernie event? He's, no, it's not a Bernie event.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. Come on.
Right.
I mean that's showing up for Bernie.
That's the marquee. They're going back to the old labor movement, which was semi-Marxist, and Bernie fits right in. Not only that, insightful by him, and I commend him on his side. So now we're drawing the line at billionaires. I don't know if Murphy is or not, but Pritzker definitely is. How do we suddenly say just billionaires? A guy that owns 3 homes, makes $1 million a year, yet talks constantly about attacking income inequality. How do you have the stance to do that? I just want to know, how much can you make before you got to shut up? Murphy is worth maybe $1 billion. He never shuts up about it. Why don't you give your money to somebody then? Why doesn't Bernie do that? Why does he need 3 homes? You can't answer those questions. And he is hijacking the event. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You can get in. Hit us on the side question, too. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. But first, it is time for...
It's Dom's Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
And that's right. Great prize today, too. Playing for a pair of tickets to Politics and Pints, Trump's first 100 days in office. Tuesday, May 8th, Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. Time is running out. Get your tickets to hear all the voices of 1210 WPHT on stage together one special night. It's electric when we've done this way, way back. We haven't done it in 10 years at least. Get your tickets today at 1210WPHT.com. All right, what do we have?
Yeah, Dom, so today we're talking about misheard words or commonly mispronounced things. And Dom, today we're talking about a band that was very large back in the day. It's been a couple of years now, but today's cover band, named after one of the musicians in their band, skyrocketed to fame after singing a song written by a person it commonly mentioned on the Dom Giordano program. In that song, they mispronounce a lyric. Well, they pronounce a lyric that's commonly misheard as a hygiene product. So here they are covering a Bob Marley tune for an 80s fundraiser for Africa. Who is today's cover band that's well known for producing a lyric that's often misheard? Take a listen. Pretty bad, I know, but Dom, this band really skyrocketed to fame again, singing a song that was written by someone we often talk about here on the Dom Giordano program, and famously pronouncing a word in a way that's often been misheard. Who is this band now singing a Bob Marley tune, Dom, that wins those Politics and Pines tickets?
All right, that's Remember This Coming Tuesday. Get your tickets now if you don't win today. And again, the Great American Pub over there in Phoenixville. Rich will be broadcasting from 3 until 6. I know I'll be there about 4:30, 5 o'clock, and Nick and Dawn stopping by, too, on our way to the big event. Get him right now, and also give me your reaction to our guests for the big Bernie Sanders rally. It comes to town today, and here in downtown Philadelphia, I think they'll get 5,000 people. Philadelphia city government shutting down. That's always good. Less mischief they can create. So it's 855-839-12.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ten.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's exactly right. All right. So we're looking today for a mispronounced term here.
Well, kind of. We're looking for the band that usually mispronounced. Well, they actually pronounced it correctly.
I'm saying that's the general, and the song plays into that. But we're looking for the name of the band.
Yeah, we're looking for the band, and here is a clue.
Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear.
And Dom, today's cover band, named after one of the musicians in the band, skyrocketed fame after singing a song written by a person commonly mentioned on our show.
In this song,
they pronounce a lyric commonly misheard as a hygiene product, and here they are covering a Bob Marley tune. Who is the band, Dom?
Let's go to Heather and King of Prussia. All right, Heather, who's the band?
Manfred Mann.
Hey!
All right, nicely played, Heather. I'll put you on hold, and you... will be with us at Politics and Pints. So, Dan, who's the
Dom, that's Manfred Mann, named after their keyboardist, Manfred Mann himself, largely famous because of Blinded by the Light, a song written by Bruce Springsteen, who's often mentioned here on the show in a negative term, but often a lyric misheard related to a hygiene product. So what is it actually? Do you know the actual lyric?
No.
It's revved up like a deuce.
Right.
No,
right.
It's actually wrapped up like a deuce.
No, it's revved. Okay. I'm looking at it right
now.
No,
it's apparently wrapped.
I'm looking at Spotify right now. I'm playing the song.
As you can hear, still to this day, there are debates over the pronunciation of this phrase, and that's Manfred Mann's Blinded by the Light. They're covering the Redemption song by Bob Marley.
All right. So, Heather, joining us, you can too. One more chance to win tomorrow, but you got to get your tickets and be over there. Colonial Theater is such a great locale. As I said, we did a debate. Oh, it's got to be. I don't know how many. It's got to be double figures years ago, potentially. It's always a lot of fun. But this is more the review of President Trump's 100 days, which is by then amazing how many other stories we'll hear. All right. You heard the head of the union bringing in Bernie Sanders. It will be interesting. And I'll comment tomorrow on the number of American flags there, particularly with Sanders. And I feel sorry for the keynote guy. I mean, that's well-meaning. Labor union, he's going to do the keynote. He mentioned Jimmy Williams and all that stuff. But they're coming for Bernie Sanders. And the people that are coming that you'll see, they're going to be out there in Abington today. They're going to be in Jersey. On May Day, they choose. Not just the union stuff. These are the same individuals. I mean, I had to park pretty far away today toward Penn's campus. We're usually over here around 24th and Chestnut.
and I'm parked behind a Tesla. And I was thinking, man, this parking space was hard to get. But I don't know if I want to be behind a Tesla, given the crazies that are out there, particularly at a place like Penn. So will there be American flags there today? And you notice the AFL-CIO guy, the president, we're glad he came on, but he set the metric at billionaires. What about Pritzker? What about Murphy? Can you be a little bit under a billion? Is that the metric? How does Bernie Sanders, have the guts to talk about all this with three homes valued in the neighborhood of $2.5 million several years? I went back to 2016, 2017, bringing in $1 million a year. They had a big deal when the college that his wife ran closed, and they got one of those homes in something that people didn't like. It's constant. But I would say he and AOC together are drawing crowds. You know, there's a certain craziness attached to this, a certain denial of consistency. And what really, really bothers them is this. The average, now you heard what he said. Who knows exactly? Kamala Harris, pretty much, because remember, union families can include the SEIU that are Marxist organizations. I mean, it's ridiculous. Probably did beat President Trump among union households in the aggregate. And that's what the president just said here. Right. But it was relatively close. Even he said within 10 points, it might even been in less. They're annoyed because here is a guy who is a billionaire. Here is a guy that they claim just born into wealth, didn't do anything, that can relate, has the magic touch. And it's not just white guy union members building trades. It's diverse. It's Hispanics rising, African-American males principally. These are the people that put him over the top, that he won the popular vote against Kamala Harris. And we played you Harris a lot today. You can see why. So they can't penetrate that. They can't break that. It's the persona of Trump. It's the McDonald's stuff. It's the hard hat stuff. It's the entertainment, in addition to the policies. Can Republicans after this replicate that? I'd be one that I don't put on rose-colored glasses. It's going to be hard. I don't know who that guy is. Maybe they don't have to as much. Maybe there are other factors that they can do to still win. But with Trump, you got something here that the other side can't penetrate. What's the attack point? They want Trump. Maybe not as much as Democrats, but it's close, and that's all that you need here. So I don't think somebody like Johnny Dock, Frank Keel, his guy, I don't think they're bringing in Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is going to dwarf this. He's the draw. He's the marquee. He is a Marxist. He would seize private property except for his own. Why is that getting an audience here? Well, it's anti-Trump. You can always get, I mean, even when he ran before, you can always get people that resent their lot in life. Now, though, we've set it up to billionaires. How does a guy like Pritzker have any chance to be their nominee? A guy who just sat there, look at him, inheriting the hotel fortune. It's the only reason he's a billionaire. That guy couldn't put two things together. I don't know that Murphy is a billionaire. At least he made it through hedge funding or whatever over there in Jersey. How do Democrats have all these rich guys that we look away with? Well, it's just the people that go with Trump, those billionaires. Our guys are good guys. Well, then how do they have $1 billion? Well, they earned it. Yeah, Pritzker? That's why I asked about Pritzker. Pritzker's the go-to here. All right, 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push pound 1210. By the way, one topic here, I just see it again. How in the world does Charles Barkley, as entertaining as he is, get to be the guy on national TV today saying he has concerns over Belichick now because of the girlfriend? This guy, need I go into some of the things he's caught with women in the car and everything else? He's entertaining. I think he was a great player, unique player. I saw him up close. I filmed him at a Sixers practice. He couldn't have been nicer to the kids when I'm still teaching.
Who's this?
Barkley. He came down on a fast break, and I never, the kid's cameraman.
You throw some bows?
His name was Ray. He stood there, and I had to almost pull him away. I give the kid a lot of credit. Barkley's coming to the basket. We're under the basket. These were big guys, but Barkley was easily the most frightening at full speed. I don't know how fast he can run, but when he dribbled a ball, it's like Iverson. Suddenly, they were faster. But he's on national TV. We have concerns over Belichick now. This is who they go to? My God. What a 855-839. He's been held hostage. Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Yeah. All right. So you can get in on all this. Give me a reaction to this. We got a couple of people that want to react. We'll come to you and we'll get more on the side question today. You know, it said you just don't visit Sicily. We are fired up for this because I'm told Giuseppe yesterday, great guest, great tour guide, conservative tours. You fall head over heels in love with this ancient crossroads of civilization because of all the people that have come through. It's unparalleled beauty. Mediterranean. He talked about that a lot yesterday. Europe in Sicily and Calabria this fall. Roe and you and me. It's nothing like doing it with a group of people that you know through Talk Radio 1210 listeners. So we're headed to Europe again with the best conservative tours, 5544, including round trip airfare. The dining events we enjoy, legendary. He went through a lot of them yesterday, even walking along the volcanoes. Bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, the Palace of the Normans. Call them now. If you've already talked to them, solidify, get going. 888-733-9494 or go to conservativetours.com. The Godfather Tour we talked about with Giuseppe, it's still there. You're going to really enjoy this and the weather. It's the fall. We're going to go to Taormina, which is the crown jewel, Savoca. Sicily, ancient, charming, picturesque. Call them 888-733-9499.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Don Giordano show, by the way, with Mike Waltz. Now, President Trump, I wish I had announced this earlier, is putting him in as UN ambassador. I still think he's better as national security advisor, but and I really feel for Elise Stefanik that Republicans are not doing better in the House, that they're afraid they got to keep her in that seat. She would be a heck of a UN ambassador. And Marco Rubio is going to be interim national security advisor slash Secretary of State. So Waltz is still going to be in play there in the UN. I don't think that's the best. Stefanik is who I want there. We'll see what happens. Let's go to John in Philly. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, afternoon.
Hey, Dom, how you doing? I disagree with your last guest, union guy. I'm a union brother, 35 years with Local 30 Roofers, and I can't tell you how many of our members voted for Trump. It was an enormous amount in up and down the line. And it's because of sanctuary cities. We're getting killed out there by non-union. And you know, these people are coming over and taking, you know, grabbing a wheelbarrow and getting right to work. And you got women in men and women's sports. That's, you know, we don't agree with that. We don't agree with Krasner. There's no law and order. I mean, these are all things that we, you know, are for, and the Democrats have lost.
I agree. That's why I was interested in him, John, because building trades, I know exactly what you're saying. SEIU, I would say, is the Bernie Sanders. I was surprised the AFL-CIO would let him hijack this.
Yeah, me too. You're not going to see any carpenters and roofers and those trades down there. You're going to see, you know, fanatics down there. You know,
I would put the American flag at minus zero that we'll see there.
I would agree. And they also killed the Obamacare killed us. They said, oh, you got to vote for Obama back in, this was the second time you ran. You got to vote for Obama. Got to vote for, and as soon as he won, they sued our international sued the administration because Obamacare ruined our We went from 200 hours in an overnight stay at a hospital to 400 overnight after he signed it.
Well, that's right,
so
and that's what happened.
What did that do for the unions? That didn't do anything for the unions.
The auto workers and all, they probably have the platinum plan. We knew that, and what Obama was going to do is undercut that.
Yeah, we had the Cadillac plan, we call it, and which was a great plan. And our co-pays went up. Overnight stays at hospitals went up. I mean, I thought we were, what are we going to get? What do we get from the voting for Democrats? Nothing, if you're a union brother. Nothing.
Gotcha. Thank you, John. Thanks very much. Look, Kamala Harris may have won. I can see that. But it was close. And if you're close with the union voters, because you got to include SEIU and all that stuff. You heard what he said, too. I mean, he was holding his side decently, except for the flag question and also for calling Mr. Garcia union brother. Oh, man. Get that guy back here. Look, I will beg Greg, if I know he's coming back and they're flying him in, I want to broadcast from the tarmac. I don't care if planes are flying over my head. I just want to witness that scene of him handcuffed and shackled and sent to another country, wherever that is, or put in a penitentiary for however long we can. Bo in Levittown, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bo.
Hey, Dom, so that guy's tenet, T-E-N-E-T, as opposed to being a tenant, is that he believes in communism. Did you like how I threw the
question? Yeah, I like the tenant in there. Sure, the tenants are good. Well, look.
I was going crazy. You probably saw what I was sending
you. Well, I saw you only sent 5 emails. I thought you would send 10. But look, I understand for a marquee of what he's trying to do, the old labor movement, Bernie Sanders wants to do it. He hijacks it, though. That's what's going to happen here.
Well, here's the thing, Dom. For the trade unions, a lot of these guys are billionaire real estate developers who are keeping their plumbers busy, their drywall people, their sprinkler fitting systems. Does that mean he's not going to do any jobs unless somebody's worth $999,999,099?
I got to look up, honestly, Democrat billionaires versus Republicans, and I bet it's really, really close. But look, I've frozen on Pritzker. Because, look, the guy looks bad. He's the epitome of a guy born to wealth. He is a billionaire. Every time it comes up, just say Pritzker.
I was so hoping, Dom, that Henry would have played, you're a dope, get out of here with that guy. I can't believe how patient you were. I mean, it was unbelievable. I was going crazy. None of the union guys I know want this guy.
Gotcha. Tenants, not the other tenants. Sorry, the homonyms here. One that, Henry, that really gets me, I saw it the opposite of it. The principal reason for success is hard work. The number of people that spell it C-I-P-L-E is just amazing. Yeah. Well, this was in a directive, I think it was sent out by the unions, and it said, principal, we will talk about our principals, P-R-I-N-C-I-P-A-L-S. I mean, doesn't anybody proofread? I mean... It's one thing to speak.
School leaders there?
Yeah. Well, the Philadelphia Teachers Union. Oh, they'll be there in the front rows with Bernie. They can't get enough of Bernie today. No flags, though. Come on. Find an American flag somewhere. All right. It is the lightning round. We are coming to you next to hit us here on the side question. Get your name into the hat on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, we are ready. It is with this kind of a pet peeve of a sort around words misunderstood, mispronounced, etc. Let's go to Bill in Palmyra on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, what's yours?
My side answer today, Dom, is two words which I'll put into a sentence. He asked me to see the picture. And it's the word axe, which should be ask, and the picture, which should be picture.
All right. We're the second axe today. One guy threatened if you came at him with your axe, he was loaded on that. So the axe thing, we know. Okay. Joe in Bordentown. What's yours, Joe? Hi.
Mine's a personal pet peeve. When I pronounce my name, which has 9 letters, and it ends in S-K-Y. And I tell them how to pronounce it, and I spell it to them, and they seem to need the Rosetta Stone to figure out how to say it.
All right. Look, some people are burdened. My advice is, particularly with a kid, DJ and I wouldn't pick a kid because he tried to embarrass us how the name was pronounced in pitching. If he threw 95, we might have. If you have a last name, I know it's got to be a burden. I play with it for fun. I really don't mind Don. Don't do that at the event coming up this week.
I'm one of those people whose last name gets mispronounced all the time. That's why I've always thought about changing it back to the more Italian-sounding way.
I would always go Italian. Matt DeSantis is here, too, says to do that. But, you know, the Don and Dom thing, I've listened to you for 20 years, Don. How do you do that stuff?
What is it that just
Dan is literally, I think Dan witnessed it, you know, a doctor or whatever, and you say it three times. Not that I'm doing it. And they just go to Don. And I
want to talk to Don. Wait.
Yeah, exactly.
You called in 330 times, dude. Like, how do you not know the name of the show?
But if I had a last name like that, I would tell a kid, our kid, you know, don't make a big deal out of it. People don't like it, particularly if you scream it out in a voice. It's that. It's not this. You got to live with it a little bit.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, no. Yeah. You just got to learn to live with it. That's
exactly
what it comes down to.
All right. Here's a last name. Joe in Westchester. Joe, what's yours?
Hello?
Yes, Joe. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's the guy who attempted the assassination on Trump, Mangione.
Yeah. Yes.
And they always say Mangione. And, you know, my name ends with O-N-E, too, but Capone and Stallone. It's O-N-E. It's not an I. An I is pronounced with the E, but they pronounce the E.
It's Mr. Corleone. Remember that in Godfather 2, the corrupt senator? Yeah.
Is it Chuck Mangione or Chuck Mangione?
It depends. If you want to make it more Italian, I would ask Frank Canale or Frank Canale.
Oh.
Our production guy. The Earl of Tacconi. Let's get him in here. All right, Earl, what's yours today?
Well, thanks, Tom.
Yeah.
My answer is, for decades, listening to the Billy Joel song, it's still rock and roll to me. And the song goes, how about a pair of pink sidewinders and a bright orange pair of pants? For years, I thought he was saying you could really be a bold drummer baby if you just give it half a chance. The term is Bo Brummel baby. I know who Bo Brummel is. He invented the modern suit. There's a store in Montclair, New Jersey called Bo Brummel's, which is probably what inspired the song in the first place. But for years, I couldn't understand why he was talking about drums when the whole verse was about clothing.
Absolutely. Well, look, sometimes it's on the singer, too. I mean, the pronunciation, the little hitches here make it hard on people to fully understand this stuff. There's a little bit of that. All right, Henry, this was your brainchild, so you start us off.
Ooh,
who did you like?
Yeah, I liked Joe in Columbus with the regional dialect of Acme.
Okay.
Bill in Montco with the No Holds Barred. You know, that's one I hadn't considered
before. It was a great call, too.
It's a great one. And then because I think it spurred some good conversation there. Spurred, not spurned.
Damn.
Joe in Bordentown with the last name call.
Ah. Oh, the E, the whole thing. Yard. Dan, what did you like?
The axe was in a couple of times, Dom.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not too
yeah,
fond
no.
of it. But I really, so Earl really exemplified what I like out of answers when he brings a little sort of trivia, and now I know who the founder of the modern suit is, so thanks for that.
Ah, all right, so the misheard lyric, and Henry, yours again, number one answer now, we're down to
Joe in Bordentown, because no one can say his last name correctly, and I've had to live with that my whole life as well.
All right, since it was your question, we'll go with that, although the Earl was a great one, too. Yeah,
sorry,
we'll put that in.
And sorry, guy who's going to attack me with an axe now.
Yeah. All right, so we'll have all of that for you again tomorrow. We're always looking for side questions. Don't forget the big night coming up, though, this coming Tuesday over there in Phoenixville. Get your tickets, 1210WPHT.com. And if you haven't been, I've been to the Great American Pub, not the one in Phoenixville. Another one, though. They're good. Very good.
Why do you keep mispronouncing Fahonixville?
Oh, there you go. That's right. I once got off there that you had to have some kind of credential to do it, and I got a letter about it. It was one of those exits where you have to have, you had to have whatever it is.
Did you see the blob?
Yeah, the blob, though. The blob place. We'll all be there, and we'll all be supporting Rich. He'll be there 3 to 6. And then we head over VIP, and then that's going to be a lot of drinks that night. Who knows what may get said at that event? I think Matt DeSantis might even be there.
What town's it in?
It's in Phoenixville.
Fahonixville.
Rich Zioli is next for four. Zioli is for four big hours next year on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210.